Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to circulate in my blood, to palpitate in my heart, to breathe in my breathing. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls, from Adam to the last. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings again to all of you. We will continue with the meditation of the hours of the Passion. It's a reminder that this revelation, approved by the Church, given to us through Luisa Picarreta, the hours of the Passion are given to Luisa Picarreta, and they are the last 24 hours of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. These hours of the Passion have the merit to repair, and as our Lord Jesus Christ repairs for every offense that we do to the Father, our Lord invites us to unite ourselves to His will, to His reparations, to His prayers, to His sacrifices, so that in union with Him we may repair before God our Father, in union with our Lord Jesus. We will continue with the 18th hour. Jesus takes up the cross and walks through Calvary. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. At this hour, our Lord Jesus takes up his cross. O cross, beloved and longed for, you alone will save my children, says the Lord, and I will concentrate in you all my love. This is the hour in which the Lord takes up his cross. And as he takes his cross, he is thinking about each one of us. He is thinking of all the human race. He is thinking in praying to the Father on our behalf to make up for our offenses. His love is so great that he is willing to pay before the divine majesty, before God the Father, for all our offenses, for all the offenses that the creatures do to the Father. As our Lord Jesus takes up his cross, he says, O cross, finally I embrace you. You were the longing of my heart, the martyrdom of my love, but you, O cross, have delayed until now. While my steps were always toward you, holy cross, you were the goal of my desires, the purpose of my existence down here. In you I concentrate my whole being. In you I place all my children, and you will be their life, their light, their defense, their custody and strength. You will assist them in everything, and will bring them gloriously to me in heaven. O cross, pulpit of wisdom, you alone will teach through sanctity. You alone will form the heroes, the athletes, the martyrs, the saints. Beautiful cross, you are my throne, and since I have to leave the earth, you will remain in my place. To you I give all souls. Keep them safe. I entrust them to you. Beautiful passage on this hour of our Lord Jesus Christ. As he takes his cross, he entrusts us to the cross. The cross is the bridge toward eternal life. The cross is the key that opens up the heaven for all of us. The cross is the key to close hell for souls to keep going into eternal perdition. It is the divine key that opens the doors to eternal life. This is the key to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The cross is the divine key that opens the doors to heaven, is the key that opens the door to eternal life, and is the key that closes hell for souls so that no souls be lost. This is the divine key. The cross is the divine key that our Lord gives us to arrive safe into heaven. Our Lord Jesus, as he is being forced to carry up his cross, he prays. And in every single prayer of his, he is repairing to God the Father. And he is thinking in each one of us by name. When we meditate these hours of the Passion, we unite ourselves to do those reparations in union with Jesus, to offer those reparations in union with Jesus to God our Father. The cross is the divine passport. Jesus says in this passage, to you, O cross, I entrust all souls. So we must not reject our cross. Whenever we encounter difficulties, whenever we encounter pain and suffering, we must unite this pain and this suffering with the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that if we share in his suffering, we also one day we will be able to share in his resurrection. The cross is the terror of demons. The cross is our protection. And our Lord Jesus invites us to unite our hearts, our souls, to unite our will to his alone, so that we can be sanctified. He already built this bridge, this divine bridge, so that we can cross and enter into eternal life. He already paid the price for our salvation, but he wants us to come and out of our free will, unite ourselves to him. See, because the free will that he gave us, this gift that we possess, he will never overcome and override this gift. And this is the greatest gift that we can give to him, to return this gift and to exercise this gift out of our free will in union with him. So he wants us to do his will out of our free will. As we contemplate the love of our Lord Jesus, as we contemplate his love for each one of us, his ardor for souls, let us thank him for dying for us on the cross, for taking up the cross for us, for purchasing salvation for us. We continue with the 19th hour. The 19th hour, Jesus is crucified. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen. Jesus says, O cross, it is true that you are my martyrdom, but in a little while, you will also be my victory and my most complete triumph. And through you I will give abundant inheritance, victories, triumphs, and crowns to my children. It is a paradox that by suffering we acquire the capacity to love. It is a paradox that our Lord Jesus is suffering and yet he is loving. He's embracing all human race, forgiving all human race. When we suffer and when we unite ourselves with the Lord, that's an opportunity to stretch out our capacity to receive and to love. So let us ask our Lord to give us the grace to be filled with the burning desire to be united to his cross and to his will, to be grateful for what he has done for us, to correspond to his love, to his pains, his sufferings that he endured for us on the cross. And as he submits freely out of his free will to the will of the Father, may we also submit ourselves to his will. May the cross be for us a sign of love, of patience, of strength, and courage. As Jesus is being crucified, he says, Father, look at me once again. Do not listen to the voices of the creatures, but to mine. I am the one who satisfies for all. Therefore, I beg you to look at the creature and to look at her in me. If you look at the creature outside of me, what will happen to the creature? Since the creature is weak, ignorant, capable only of doing evil, and full of misery. Have pity, pity on the poor creature. I answer for the creature with my tongue, with my thirst, with my suffering, with my pain, with my love. Heavenly Father, I beg you to look at the creature and to look at her in me. Our Lord Jesus is carrying us all in him. He was thinking in each one of us, and he is begging the Father to look at each one of us only through him. And he says he contains us We are in Him, so we must be grateful, as our Lord Jesus is suffering for us. He is excusing us before the Heavenly Father. Father, look at me once again. Do not listen to the voices of the creatures. I am the one who satisfies for all. He is the one who opens the door for us. My Father, look at these hands, open, and the nails that pierce them. The nails that nail all evil works. He knows that we are able only to do evil, he says. We are only capable of evil. Apart from the Lord, we can do only evil. His arms dislocated. He is all wounded. And in all his suffering, he is praying for us to prevent our Heavenly Father from destroying the poor creature due to the offenses of all the human race. My Father, look at me. From head to foot, there is no one part of me which is left whole. I do not know where else to let them open more wounds and to procure more suffering. Heavenly Father, you do not placate yourself at this sight of love and suffering. Who will ever be able to appease you? Oh, creatures, if you do not surrender to so much love, what hope remains for you to convert? These wounds and blood of mine will be the voices that constantly call from heaven to earth graces of repentance, forgiveness, and compassion for all. Beautiful prayers that our Lord is elevating to the Father as he is dying on the cross. He continues praying to the Father, My Father, look at this heart of mine. May all these pains satisfy you. Heavenly Father, look at my heart and forgive the creature. Do not reject my suffering. Our crucified Jesus, as he is suffering, he accepts this suffering out of love for each one of us. And he prays to our Heavenly Father so that he will forgive us. Poor souls, let us ask our Lord to give us a taste of His love. When we repair, when we unite ourselves with the Lord, we are being crucified with Jesus too. When we suffer and when we unite ourselves with the Lord, we repair to the Heavenly Father. We join those beautiful prayers that our Lord Jesus is elevating to our Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, you have heard me for an infinite, oh, Father, you have heard me many times that I pray to you for souls. And I thank you, oh, my Father. See how much my soul burns for love for souls. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to help us, to give us the grace to be more perfectly united to his cross. And let us thank him for repairing to our Heavenly Father on our behalf. We continue with the 20th hour. During this hour is the first hour of the agony of our Lord Jesus on the cross. And he pronounces the first word. As our Lord Jesus is being crucified, he cries out to God our Father, and he says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He continues praying to the Father, and he tells us, come into my arms, for I forgive you. And the seal of forgiveness, the proof of my forgiveness, is my blood. As he's experienced suffering on the cross, there is this explosion of forgiveness and mercy that comes from the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus. So forgiveness is a gift to all of us as the sacrament of confession. In the sacrament of confession, we receive forgiveness as a gift. On the cross, we see this explosion of mercy and forgiveness of Jesus for all of us, his love for all human race, and he prays to the Father, forgive them, forgive all souls, for they do not know what they are doing. They are blind. They are capable only of doing evil things. Forgive them. He continues praying for us out of love for each one of us. As he remains suspended on the cross, Jesus is suffering for us, receiving all kinds of insults, all kinds of offenses, all kind of mockery. He had all the reasons, all the human reasons to be angry with us, but he's not. He's full of mercy and kindness, and he continues praying for us. giving us his blood, offering us his blood, his wounds for our salvation, to repair for our offenses, and to plead to God the Father to have mercy on us, to restore us, to make us new. His wounds, his sufferings, his blood is the proof, his proof of love for all of us. In the 21st hour, our Lord Jesus continues suffering for us, suspended on the cross between heaven and earth. And he pronounces the second, the third, the fourth word. In the second hour of his agony, he says to the thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Even at the last moment, our Lord Jesus is willing to forgive us. He's always seeking us. Our Lord Jesus is seeking us through his church, through the sacraments, and he waits for us patiently. He's willing to bestow upon us his pardon and forgiveness always. And this repentant thief, at the last minute, he's able to recognize our Lord Jesus, and you see the answer of our Lord is only love. You will be with me in paradise, because he doesn't want us to be lost. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace of repentance and conversion. Let us pray especially for those who are near death, that they may be able to receive the sacraments, that they may be able to receive the gift of repentance, that they may be able to receive the promise of paradise, to receive paradise. Our Lord continues his prayer for us, and then he pronounces the third word. And he says, "Woman, behold your son." He says that to the Blessed Mother. And to his disciple John, he says, "Behold your mother." He says to the Blessed Mother, "My mother, I entrust all of my children to you. Feel for them all the love that you feel for me. May your maternal cares and tenderness be for my children. You will help them. You will save them for me." The Blessed Mother is a gift of our Lord Jesus for all of us. He continues giving us gifts as he is being crucified. The Blessed Mother is a gift to all of us. We must receive it. We must embrace it. We must thank our Lord for this gift. In John, we were all present at the foot of the cross. John was representing all those who love the Lord. John was representing all of us. There is a beautiful prayer from the writings of Luisa Picaretta that says as follows: "Mary, my mother, I love you. Love me too. And give me a sip of the will of God for my soul. And give me your blessing too, that I may do all my actions under your maternal care." How blessed we are to have the Blessed Mother as our guide, as our protector, as our defender. She is the terror of demons. If the Blessed Mother is with us, we will be defended. If she that is the most beautiful, the most pure, cannot live without our Lord Jesus, how can we, who are imperfect, how can we live without our Lord? That's why we must make everything that is possible to be in the state of grace, to be able to receive the sacraments, to have the protection, the healing grace that comes from the sacraments, to have the prayers of the Blessed Mother. She loves us. The Blessed Mother loves us. We must love her. We must thank our Lord Jesus for giving us this gift, the gift of the Blessed Mother to all of us poor creatures. During this hour, the Lord pronounces the fourth word on the cross, and he says, my God, why have you abandoned me?" In his humanity, he experienced suffering and pain and the fear. He experienced the human will, and he knows how difficult it is for all of us, because remember that he experienced everything but sin. And he asks us, "Do not abandon me. Unite yourself with me. Remain with me. Oh, please do not abandon me. Unite every single act with me." That's why it's so important for us to do our prevenial act in the morning as we begin our day, to surrender our will to the Lord, all our acts, every single act surrendered to the Lord, so that our Lord may be able to operate in us, so that our Lord may be able to do everything in us. Sometimes we feel abandoned, but we must have the certainty that the Blessed Mother is with us, that our Lord Jesus is with us, that we have our guardian angel with us, that whenever we meditate these hours of the Passion, we are surrounded by angels. This is what the Lord Jesus tells to Luisa Picaretta, because the angels are waiting for us to pronounce every single word of these hours, to carry them up into heaven, because these are the words of Jesus. These are not the reflections of saints. These are the words of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus bestows forgiveness to the repentant with so much love, and He is willing to bestow this forgiveness and this much love to all of us. As soon as we repent, He's asking us to unite our actions, our prayers to Him, so that He may be able to fill us with His light, His love. He wants us to be united with Him because He already contains us in Him. He wants us to receive the gifts that He is bestowing on us as He is hanging on the cross. The beautiful gift of the beautiful Blessed Mother. She who is so pure, so holy. She is our Mother. We must love her, love her, and love her. As Jesus says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Sometimes we feel the same abandonment. In those times, we are called to unite our prayers, our pains, our suffering, all our acts to the prayers of Jesus in order to save souls from hell. One and every single little act that we unite with our Lord has the power to save souls. And every single act is a voice calling the divine will to come and reign on earth as He reigns in heaven. Every single act is detaching our souls from the world. And every single act unites us more perfectly to our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus wants to receive consolation. Our Lord Jesus wants to placate the divine justice. And He wants our pain, our sorrow, our suffering. Every single time that we encounter suffering and we unite that with the Lord is pleased to receive this suffering. Let us not reject the suffering that our Lord is giving us. When we suffer in union with the Lord, we are drinking from that bitter chalice. And if we drink from the chalice, one day we will be able to receive eternal life. We continue with the 22nd hour. In this 22nd hour, our Lord Jesus pronounces the fifth word. And He says, I thirst. Our Lord Jesus says, I thirst. And He's telling us, I thirst for your will, for your affections, for your desires, for your love. Oh, water, a water fresher and sweeter than your soul you could not give me. Oh, please do not let me burn. My thirst is ardent, such that I not only feel my tongue and my throat burned to the point that I can no longer say any word, but I also feel my heart burning with love. Have pity on my thirst. Have pity, He says. Remember that vision of Luisa Picaretta of our Lord. When our Lord comes to her balcony, He says, soul, help me. Soul, help me. Soul, help me. Our Lord Jesus is saying to all of us, I thirst for your soul. And what better water, fresher and sweeter can we give than our will, our soul, our prayers? This is what He wants. He thirsts for souls. He thirsts for souls, for your soul and my soul. He continues praying for us. And He says the sixth word. He says, all is consummated. It is all finished. On the cross, He has accomplished His mission. He has paid the ransom for us. He has opened the door for all of us, for all the human race. He has opened the door of heaven, of paradise, for all of us. So the cross becomes the divine key to open heaven for all of us souls. What a gift. The cross is the divine key that opens the door to heaven. And this cross is also the divine key that closes hell. And he wants us to unite ourselves to him in love and in freedom. He gives us this divine key, the cross, to all of us, so that we may be able to enter. The cross becomes the divine bridge to cross from earth to heaven. It is all finished. This was the purpose for his incarnation, to open the doors for all of us, to reconcile us with God our Father, to repair on our behalf. Let us thank him, let us love him, and let us unite to his holy will. This is what he wants from us creatures. Our correspondence, our thanksgiving, our love, our will. As our Lord is dying on the cross, he looks at the Blessed Mother, he looks at John, his beloved disciple, and he sees all of us, his children, there. He looks at the faithful Magdalene, he looks at his enemies, and he forgives them. He bestows gifts upon all of us as he is dying. The Blessed Mother had all the human reasons to be angry with all of those there, because they were crucifying her beloved son, and yet the Blessed Mother is faithful and is at peace, praying, uniting herself with the Lord, showing us that we must remain faithful to our Lord Jesus, loving him, accompanying him, giving him our will. Calvary is the place for those who love the Lord. And the Blessed Mother is there. She's been walking with our Lord Jesus, accompanying him. We must do the same. Our Lord Jesus prays to the Father and he says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And then he dies. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. He abandons himself to the will of the Father. He abandons his spirit, knowing and trusting that God our Father will raise him up, that he is dying to the human will. He wants us one day to be resurrected in the divine will. He wants us also to die to ourselves, to submit to the will of the Father, to abandon ourselves to the Father. This great act of abandonment to the Father shows us the love of Jesus for all of us, the love of God the Father for all of us, the trust of Jesus to his Heavenly Father, to our Father. Let us abandon ourselves to our Lord Jesus too. And whenever we feel that temptations come, let us run to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and to Jesus and say, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Jesus and Mary, I commend my vocation to you. Jesus and Mary, I commend my marriage to you. Jesus and Mary, I commend my family to you. Jesus and Mary, I commend everything to you. We must have the certainty that our Lord is with us, that the Blessed Mother is with us. Our Lord Jesus thirsts for souls. On the cross, Jesus fulfills the will of the Father in everything. And as he takes his last breath, that becomes his last act of abandonment to the will of his Father. Let us abandon ourselves to the Lord too. Let us trust in him and let us unite ourselves with him. As we enter into this Holy Week, let us unite ourselves more perfectly to the Lord through the meditation of these hours of the Passion. And I encourage all of you to meditate these hours and in every single act, unite yourselves with the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of our salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to give us the grace to remain united to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, that by uniting ourselves to his cross, one day we may be able to share eternal life. Amen. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.